The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I am of the view that a non-custodial sentence would send a wrong message to the community. On the other hand, a long sentence would also not be appropriate, either as it would lack the element of mercy.
I asked the judge, speaking about Oscar Pistorius. Seems like we've been talking about him for a long time. Once a hero, then grilled for the death of his girlfriend. It was a long and crazy road to prison. But will he actually face that prison time? He was sentenced to a maximum 5 years for the homicide, the culpable homicide is what they call it in South Africa, in the death of his girlfriend, Reva Steinkamp. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I just thought it'd be great to open the show with something other than Ebola. Let's talk about Oscar Pistorius for a quick second here. Isn't it crazy, rather, how when I think of our system of justice and how I can be very critical as to the wheels of justice and how they turn and move, often I think in the wrong direction, I would take what we have in our court system any day over what they've got going on in some other spots like South Africa. Under South African law, the country's most famous disabled athlete has to serve at least 1/6 of his sentence, 10 months is pretty much what it would be, before he could ask it to be converted to community supervision is what it would be instead. So that means for them, house arrest. And you heard there, that was, you know, the closing with the judge and what the judge had to say. And, you know, he was dressed, however, in an orange jumpsuit. Orange is the color. It's the worldwide symbol for I'm in trouble. And he was placed in the cell for one person in the hospital section of the prison and blah, 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 because the family of the model that he shot and killed, they're just devastated, and they don't think that the sentencing was harsh enough. But the judge says she didn't believe that Pistorius, despite his disabilities, would present the prison system with any kind of an insurmountable challenge, and felt like that they could handle having him behind bars, and he'd probably get better treatment than the average prisoner anyway, so there you go. And I think the family, as I mentioned, of the model girlfriend pretty much thought that they got a raw deal, that this was too light of a sentence. But this thing has really churned on and on and on and on for a very, very long time. And remember him from the Olympics. He was such a hero at the Olympics, and so many people really held him up. And that, of course, was before he was sentenced for killing his girlfriend, as just an incredible role model to so many others. All right, speaking of role models, do you think politicians should be role models? Oh, I already know the answer to that. You don't even have to call me on that one. I think pretty much I know where you're all going to fall on that question. But the issue of politics takes front and center because we are less than 2 weeks from a major midterm election across this country, and wherever you're listening to me, there is something that you can vote on, and I hope you go and vote. To me, the one thing I would say, whether politics differ or not, if you want to have the right to really kvetch, I think you need to be involved in your community, and you need to stand up and say, you know what, I don't like this person representing me, and I'm going to talk to other people, and I'm going to make a difference, and I'm going to find the right person, or I'm going to vote for somebody else, or I'm going to do something contrarian. I'm not going to just go along or say, well, you know, it's the same thing all the time. I hear that from people, and it's not so when we talk about local or state elections. I can argue with you about presidential elections because I think there it's a little bit different because of the Electoral College. However, I would say you definitely have a voice in politics in your state, locally, in your districts, absolutely, and make it count. Go out there and vote. Never say never. because the vote can make a difference. Look at why, for goodness sake, when we have all these runoff elections, people who think that they're in and then it turns out it's going to be a runoff. I'll tell you one place that's going to be interesting is in the great state of Texas. Governor Perry, who seemingly has been the governor forever, and he has, he's done, as you know, gave up the governorship. And now it's a question of whether Wendy Davis, who's gotten a lot of headlines for a lot of different things, or Greg Abbott will win that seat. And Abbott, who has a disability, you know, talking about Oscar Pistorius, he's in a wheelchair, and a lot of people are backing him, but there are a lot more people as well also backing Wendy Davis. And the talk is, could it be an Ann Richards moment where there's a big surprise and it comes down to counting votes and Wendy Davis ends up being the governor of the state of Texas? Wow. That would be a major jolt to Texas for sure. In Florida, it's about Chris and Rick Scott, and what's happening there is they go at each other's throats politically, and their debate was so nasty. I mean, it's like they sent out the hound dogs on both sides to sniff out anything they could on their opponent. They had three debates, and they had their final debate. And the Florida governor right now, Rick Scott, the Republican, and the Democratic challenger is Crist, who's no stranger and has been in the position in Florida before. I mean, really, really went at each other big time. Rick Scott blamed Crist for the loss of 800,000 jobs when he was governor from 2007 to 2011, saying he's out of touch with average Florida voters because he grew up super, super wealthy. So what does he know about it? And Chris went back and shot back at him and argued about his own money and talked about things that he did when he was a healthcare CEO and the controversy that happened for with alleged Medicare fraud and all of that. So, that, I mean, they took no prisoners. They took no prisoners. I hear that the ratings were probably sky high for this last debate. So, again, this is another close race where it could come down, and these are local politics. These are state politics in Florida and in Texas where it could come down to counting those votes, could come down to the nitty-gritty. So your vote, these are just two examples of why and how your vote can matter, because these are absolutely the things to watch to see if, are we going to have a flip in the Senate? Are we going to see the numbers change? That kind of hangs in the balance for sure. And, you know, what are the magic numbers and what is that going to look like? And, of course, we're going to have all of that. That's the beauty of America tonight. You won't be hearing any repeated things from earlier in the day. We'll have the up-to-date information because I think this one goes very, very, very late. Very, very late, because it's going to come down to final counts and that kind of stuff in Florida, in Texas, in North Carolina for one of the Senate seats. And there's a couple of other areas, too, that are be very, very prickly, I think. What's going to happen in Louisiana? Is Senator Landrieu going to continue to be a senator there or lose the seat? Interesting, interesting stuff. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone bone. I like to make it, but you can't do that for me. I like to make my food. You can make me scream. You're the only woman got it wrong with me. You're the only woman baby can see. I like steeples up far deeply in love.
Coming up, great financial advice from my pal, the free money guy, Stephen Kelly. You know, he comes on with us pretty much every week now, and he's scaring, to be honest, the crap out of me when I listen to him, and that's why I actually enjoy having him on, because he's talking about things that people don't know, for example, like Social Security, that there were, what did he tell me today, and we'll talk about it coming up. 700 different combinations of what you can do Social Security-wise when you get to that retirement line, which, gosh, if you could retire at 70, it sounds like that's the best course of action, unless you have a giant trust fund somewhere or, you know, you've won the lottery or something. That's called, what do they call that? He's told us that before, hope-so money. If I could just win the lottery. Anyway, great info, really good info, and that is coming up next on America Tonight, Stephen Kelly. But before we get to Stephen Kelly, I'm going to get really upset about wasteful practices in Washington. Oh, that's an everyday occurrence. That's an easy drum to bang on, isn't it? And I told myself when I started doing America Tonight, I'm not going to do the same old, and just jump on the easy things that everybody jumps on. But sometimes you just can't help it. And the Government Accountability Office They put out some real gems, some real nuggets to chew on. And we did mention this in a previous show, but the fact that you have this ridiculous paid leave deal and how much money is being shelled out for that. I mean, paid leave is good for a reason and there for a reason, but of course, like everything else, when nobody's paying attention, it is abused. The gist of it is this. Over a three-year period that ended last fall, we paid 57,000 civilian employees, $775 million in salaries. And here's what the thing is. Most of these, what we're talking about, is so, you know, all this money, what we're talking about, are people who had some kind of behavioral problems on the job. So they could appeal the decisions. They were on paid leave. There were a few people that were on paid leave for like 3 years. Are you kidding? And what the reasons were that were given, and some of the reasons anyway, we don't certainly know all of them, were violations of rules and laws, doubts about trustworthiness, disputes with bosses and colleagues, and whistleblowing is on the list, too. So while you're out, while you're on the reserve team, you also get your pension, your vacation, your sick days, all that sort of stuff. So that makes that number jump up even higher. So that seems ridiculous, doesn't it? I don't know. In my mind, I keep thinking this. And somebody pointed this out. I think it was Chuck Grassley. It was smart of him to do that, but it's the first thing that I thought of. First thing I thought of. I thought about, what are we doing with the veterans? Remember where it's like when there's a government shutdown, oh, no, veterans' checks, and they have to get their checks, but, you know, wow. But, boy, I'll tell you what, otherwise you're getting all that. If you're just a civilian employee, we're going to, you got a dispute going on, we're going to give you the royal treatment. But those veterans, so those veterans that had crappy care at some of the facilities and other people were trying to get big raises, so they jimmied the books up and nobody really answered for that. But at the same time, boy, we've got these other people that are on paid leave and we are taking care of them, baby. I just don't get it. It's just too often I think that we really stick it to the veterans, and I don't get it, because I know the American people, I'm going to speak for all of us now. Is that okay? I'm going to make blanket statements, which I hate blanket statements. I really, really think most of us feel badly at some of the treatment and some of the things that we hear and are just really downright outraged at some of the things that have happened to veterans over the years. And it takes like, it takes a village times 100 to move the needle. Because why did all those things happen at these VA facilities? Certainly not all of them. And I know there's some good doctors at them, because that's, again, I don't like to accuse everybody. But we have administrators that are taking advantage and taking advantage and taking advantage and taking advantage. And it's to the detriment of the veterans. Now, the one good thing that happened is once the light was shined on that, now veterans and a lot of places are getting speedier care. The phones are being answered. They're getting some of the psychological help they need. There's groups. There's all kinds of things have changed almost overnight. So that part is good, but it's that reaction thing. We're not in front of it. We're behind it. Once somebody points a finger and once there's a problem, then all of a sudden it becomes a thing instead of being that way from the beginning. So we have all this mismanagement by our government with the whole paid leave thing, and it is. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. It makes no sense that you would accrue all these things and they would drag these cases out in some of the areas for a long time. I mean, give me a break. All right, talk about give me a break. How about this? Leon Panetta, the former CIA director, who's not shy about bashing Obama, although he kind of does it sleight of hand a little bit about the whole we could have armed the Syrian rebels when it came to ISIS and we wouldn't have the situation we have now. Well, the former CIA director was pumping his book and the memoirs Worthy Fights. So he was on talk shows and he was interviewed by, you know, the Washington Post or, you know, whoever. And then it comes out that he is apparently there may be a problem. There may be a violation of the secrecy agreement. The book was approved by the Publication Review Board before it was put out, and they say the rush to publish it was risky. They say the road to getting this book published caused a lot of fights between Panetta and the CIA, and that the former director was so frustrated with delays and demands for redactions that he appealed to John Brennan, the CIA director, and then threatened to go ahead even without clearance. I love it. The TMZ version of what happened. Panetta threatening, wanting his book to be pushed through. And they didn't pursue the violation by the quick publication, because usually they can really slow it down, especially in any kind of a tell-all thing. So this is what's so odd. He doesn't have to follow the protocols, but they went after the guy. Remember the Navy SEAL? Man, they were going hard and heavy after the Navy SEAL for what he revealed in his book. But then look at the Panetta situation. So the protocols are only for some people, but not if you're the former CIA director. I mean, you know, and the Navy SEAL guy was the one. He bypassed CIA and the Pentagon when he published No Easy Day, the firsthand account of the mission that killed Osama bin Laden. Matt Bissonnette, his name is. I remember Panetta really came out scolding him. And in fact, the Pentagon sued him to recover the book profits, and that legal fight is still unresolved. In fact, I know somebody that's involved with that, and it's really crazy. It's kind of limiting him to what he's able to do. And so look what's going on with Panetta. You know, how about that? CIA not supposed to break the secrecy agreement, but again, I guess it depends on who you are as to whether or not that you can do that, as it shows from the Panetta situation. My favorite thing, though, that he said, and this was not redacted, and I love this, is the great thing he said is that we all sat around the war room, and they wanted the president to arm the Syrian rebels, but he was worried as to where those guns would end up, so it didn't happen. And now look what we're doing. We're paying $7 million plus a day to shoot at them with airstrikes, to shoot at the ISIS guys. Crazy. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to be talking about something you really should be paying attention to, whether you're young or older, and that's retirement. Free Money Guy Steve Kelly in the wings.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turn and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going.
Boy, aren't you lucky. What a treat for all of you listening in the nooks and crannies. You're going to learn something terrific on this show. In fact, you always do, from Free Money Guy Stephen Kelly, who's in our virtual green room right now. And we're going to talk about the IPP. Remember, we talked about the pyramid last week, but what about each layer of that? I am fascinated as we're going to go through it in the upcoming weeks here. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
I'm fine, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm excellent, thank you. And your Patriots, by the way, hanging in.
They are. We're going all the way this year.
Is that sort of like Hope So Money?
Yeah, something like that. Hope So Team.
Hope So Team, Hope So Money. All right, yeah. So what layer are we going to focus on for this segment?
Well, I think we ought to start at the bottom. That's how we usually, you know, if you think about a pyramid or a triangle, it's broadest at the bottom. And so the bottom layer is really the anchor or the foundation for everything. And so what we do, what we always start with, well, and I have to back up a little bit here because the first thing you got to start with when you're doing an income plan is the budget. You got to know what you want out of life. And so the first exercise we always go through with people is trying to define what does this thing called retirement look like to you. And the reason we do this first is because I don't want people to get caught up in the whole process of thinking, well, I only have this much money, so I can only have this kind of a lifestyle. That's what we call stinking thinking. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And so what we do is we say, okay, if in a perfect world, somewhat anchored in reality, what does your lifestyle look like? And we use that, and if you can imagine a piece of paper, we draw a line, say a red line, on a piece of paper, and we angle it upwards because there is a rate of inflation involved. And then at the bottom of the paper, we draw a straight line, and that's your base. And then we have to start building income to fill up that gap. All right? So the first piece of income we use, and the reason we use it and start there is because it's something everybody has, and that's Social Security. And not only does everybody have it, now, again, I'll back up a little bit. There are some people who have not paid into Social Security, don't qualify for Social Security. Oftentimes those are people that perhaps had a government pension in lieu of Social Security. In that case, they will have a government pension that they can rely on. But most people have some flavor, if they have worked, of Social Security or a government pension or something that they can start with. So that's the thing we start with. And the reason this is so important, Kate, is because there are so many things you can do with Social Security to make it work better for you. And a lot of people don't know this. In fact, about 70% of the people in this country take Social Security as soon as they can get it at age 62. And that can often be a very costly mistake, because if you can just wait 6 years beyond or 4 years to age 66 and soon to be 67, you can get quite a bit more. You can get about 25% more in payout for the rest of your life. And if you can wait another 4 years beyond that to age 70, you can get another 32% payout. So the difference between the two, like taking it at 62 and taking it at 70, can be huge. It can be thousands of dollars a year. And where people get trapped in this is they get into this cycle of thinking that, well, I want my money earlier because I'm not going to, while I'm young, while I'm still doing things, while I'm active. Not so much when I am older and can't do anything. And the reason that's a problem is because that older period of time can last so much longer. And in fact, this is the number one fear among retirees. More people, almost twice as many people, fear running out of money more than they fear death. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So here you have a benefit in Social Security that lasts the rest of your life, okay? And not only does it last the rest of your life, but it grows with inflation, okay? It doesn't probably keep up exactly with inflation, but it does increase over your lifespan. And the longer you live, the more money you have. And this is entirely different than almost any other kind of money people have, especially hope so money. Let me back up a minute. If you had, say, $500,000 saved up for the rest of your life, and I know that sounds like a lot of money, but a traditional financial planner would say you can take somewhere between 3% and 4% a year of that $500,000 and have about a 90% chance of success. In other words, not running out of money during the course of your lifetime. So somebody has $500,000. They've worked and saved all of their life, and what they get out of it is $15,000 to $20,000 a year. And if they take more than that, they're increasing their chances of not having enough money or any money later in life. So what we say is, okay, well, what if we could take your Social Security, and if we had a couple add, say, $150,000 of total dollar value to the course of your life? That's significant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially if your savings is, say, $500,000. So you've increased your savings by around 25 to 30% just by taking your Social Security correctly. And now what we can do is we can take that $500,000, use perhaps a greater portion of that to get you to age 70. We're not saying you have to work until age 70. We're just saying delay your Social Security till then. And now what you've done is you've turned on a spigot of money at a much greater rate that can last you for the rest of your life. So what you're doing here is you're using your resources most efficiently. And I don't know how much sense I'm making here, because I'm having a little hard time following me here too. So, but the point we're trying to make is, you with the Social Security, you have this unending supply of money that lasts as long as you do. Use that money as efficiently as possible. Make the choices you can make to increase the level of that cash flow for the rest of your life.
Mm.
And that's the first way you can make your money go farther.
Yeah, so if you can hit that 70 number especially, that would be so key, because it would make a big difference. I like your description, right, in the spigot, if you could wait and not take it till 70.
Yes, exactly. And if you're married, there are all kinds of things you can do, because there are these strategies that have been opened up by recent legislation that allow people, for example, you can take your spouse's benefit, or you can take your spousal benefit. That's different. Everybody who's married has the right to take either their own benefit or a benefit based on their spouse's earnings. Now, if you take your spouse's benefit first, you can then defer your own benefit till, say, age 70. You can take your spousal benefit, say, at age 66, defer your own benefit till age 70. At age 70, step into that larger benefit, because you haven't been taking it. You've been earning delayed credits while you took your spousal benefit. So there are all these, and we call that file and suspend. So mm-hmm. There's all these different things you can do with Social Security if you're married. In fact, there's about 700 different combinations of choices that you can make if you're married, in terms of maximizing your Social Security.
Yeah, 700 different combinations. I love it. And he is the guy to call. Stephen Kelly, you can call him at 844-4-FREE-MONEY, 844-4-FREE-MONEY. Or I think people have such an easier time remembering, you have such a great name, freemoneyguys.com. Go there, and, man, all roads lead to Stephen Kelly. I love that, the combinations, boy. And I guarantee you're right, people don't know about that.
No, they don't. And there is a video up on our website, freemoneyguys.com, that people can go and watch, and it'll probably tell them in a much more coherent fashion than I've done tonight. But I've enjoyed it.
I thought you were very articulate. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week about another layer.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
Kate. Talk to you next week.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Stopping, we can count. The Giants knock off the Royals in game one of the World Series. Not even a contest. Oh, man, I thought the Royals were going to make it competitive, and it's only one game, so I don't want to panic. Let's hope they bounce back. 7-1. I mean, they just rocked them in the opener. Not even close. Just bang, 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 and that was it. And let's hope it doesn't set the tone. Like I said, perhaps we'll see something different. One game is no reason to panic. It is the best of seven, after all. We jump from the World Series first game to other things that are making news with numbers. It's all about the numbers. It is now official. The U.S. Ebola czar is going to start his job. He's probably drinking coffee right now, listening to America Tonight. If so, I want a big shout out to you, Mr. Czar. In the meantime, boy, do you have your hands full, because let me tell you, in the latest developments that we see happening, we're still working on the breakdown of the Texas hospital. The hospital saying, yeah, we fell short a couple of different times, and it seemed like every day they've got somebody in front of a microphone telling the world and locally, hey, we're still a great hospital. We have really good people that work here. Don't give up on us. Then you have this piece of news. The freelance cameraman who worked for NBC, Ashoka Makupo, no longer has Ebola in his bloodstream. That's great news. He's leaving Nebraska on Wednesday. He was working for NBC when he tested positive for Ebola in Liberia. And the sad, crazy thing about that is he said he tried to stay away from even though he was around people with Ebola, he tried to take every precaution he could, and he has no idea how he got it. Nina Pham, who contracted Ebola, one of the nurses, after treating Duncan, now has her condition that's been upgraded from fair to good. The second nurse, Amber Vinson, infected after treating Duncan, doesn't want her condition made public, so they're not saying what's going on with her. The Senate's going to hold a hearing on the government's handling of the outbreak, but not until November 6th, 2 days after the election. It'll be the first hearing in the Senate since the first three cases were diagnosed in Dallas. Of course, the House had a hearing last week to grill the Center for Disease Control and Prevention folks, Tom Frieden, Dr. Tom Frieden especially. He was being skewered, as was the head of the Texas Presbyterian Hospital, too. So the new czar is Ron Klain, and he is starting. Hi, Klain. How are you doing? He doesn't have any background in healthcare, but he is supposed to be an incredible whiz at coordinating things. He's an excellent coordinator. We'll see how that works out. Still no ban as far as flights are concerned to and from this country. There are vaccine testings happening as we speak at the U.S. National Institutes of Health. A trial for a second vaccine that was developed in Canada is going on. The World Health Organization has its third meeting of the Emergency Committee on Ebola on Wednesday, too. There have been some travel restrictions put in place, but not stopping the flights. Any U.S. bound passengers from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea have to land in one of the five airports with the enhanced screenings for Ebola. That'd be JFK, Washington, Dulles, New Jersey's Newark, Liberty International, and Chicago's O'Hare, and also Hartsfield-Jackson International, which, of course, is in Atlanta. And to date, they say it's closer to 500,000, but the official figure from the WHO is 4,500 people have died from Ebola from the West African nations now at this point. Other things making news that we connect the numbers to for We Can Count, I think this is a really cool story. It has to do with a World War II German U-boat that was sunk during the Battle of the Atlantic. So think of your history. Battle of Atlantic. I know you're digging through your files, right? Your audio files. 72 years ago, it's been discovered off the coast of North Carolina. How cool is that? I always thought it'd be fascinating to be a diver and go down and find like one of these old wrecks or be part of that. And I actually was looking at some old pictures of the what they have likenesses of the boat, and it sunk that long ago. The U-576 was found at the bottom of the Atlantic, 30 miles off Cape Hatteras, and just 240 yards from an American merchant ship, the merchant tanker Bluefields, which was part of a 24-ship convoy heading from Virginia to Key West, Florida in 1942. So how about that? It's an important battle site. The Battle of the Atlantic, and here are these two ships only yards apart from each other, and yet they tell different stories. I mean, wow, crazy. And actually, the story is that the German boat was starting its move home, its journey home, and it ran across a convoy with 19 merchant vessels and five escorts, and, you know, even though there were some damaged ships in between, there was torpedoes all over the place, and it didn't take long where there's just no way that boat was going anywhere. It sank. How about that? Yeah, it's crazy. And I think this is the thing that people, and someone pointed this out to me, with this story. I think this is the thing that people forget. You don't realize how close the war actually came to our shores until you start to hear these stories, because you don't hear much about that when you go through history, U.S. history. I mean, you do hear about things that happened near the country. You do hear about some of the boats, but certainly not a lot of those specifics anyway. Michael Sam is no longer a Dallas Cowboy. This was a huge story. Think of the Michael Sam saga that we've been talking about in this country, I guess probably about for the last 6 months or so. But for the second time in 2 months, an NFL team waived Sam. It was the Cowboys. They released the rookie defensive lineman from their practice squad. And the Cowboys waived Sam in order to sign linebacker Troy Davis, a second-year pro from Central Florida. That's pretty much it. He just...
He must have been a huge distraction, right?
Yeah, he wasn't a distraction at all.
Nobody, Cowboys had their best season in like 15 years.
I was going to say, the Cowboys
so
didn't care less.
Can probably much just shut up.
Yeah, he wasn't a distraction one bit. Anybody who thought that, I mean, he even tweeted out, he said, thanks to the fans for their support. It's disappointing. I'll take the lessons I learned. I'm going to try to fight for an opportunity to play every Sunday. And remember, he was initially drafted by St. Louis. He played college football at the University of Missouri, and he was the SEC co-defensive player of the year in 2013, and he was the 249th overall pick in May. But the story was, and what Matt's referring to, of course, is he's the first openly gay player to be drafted in NFL history, and he did pretty good in his preseason games. There was too much competition for the one spot he had for St. Louis, and then the Cowboys picking him up and signing him before week one. He never made it into an NFL game, and he didn't make bad headlines in Dallas either. So I think a lot of that controversy is behind him.
And you'll see this, like, there's players who bounce around for practice squad teams all the time for a couple of years, actually, and then they'll finally latch on and become decent quality players, too. So it's not saying that he's done yet.
Yeah, he might not be done yet. It is luck. I mean, you have certain skills, and if the skills meet with the right team, you know, Matt's right, that can happen, and there have absolutely been players that have had that happen to him, because injuries and things that happen and getting in the right spot and the right team. I mean, that's why St. Louis was really going to be tough for him anyway, for sure. But the fact that he was there and that they picked him up and then the Dallas Cowboys picked him up, I think it then becomes a non-story for most people. But, boy, it certainly was a big story when he first was drafted, no doubt about that. All right, another version of We Can Count in the books. Thanks for listening to ATN.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.